sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And it's a 10-point game. 47-37, the pass tipped on the press, stolen away. Here comes Brannigan, takes it in for the layup, and scores. Brannigan with the layup, and here comes Shelton again.
Tonight, it's a Buffalo County battle from Ravenna as the Blue Jays welcome in the Shelton Bulldogs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Cremosta into the double team out top for Ronick. Connor leaves it off for Saborin. Wilkie has it. Knocked out of his hands, but Saborin's there up top. Connor Baronic, and he'll hit his first three of the ball game. And that is the ninth three of the contest for Ravenna.
Shelton is off to an outstanding start this season, but will face one of their stiffest tests of the year tonight in Ravenna. It's the Bulldogs and the Blue Jays coming up next. But first, it's a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Ravenna High School for Classic Hits Friday Night Basketball featuring the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Shelton Bulldogs. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for this Friday Night Basketball. Plenty of basketball on this Friday. Everybody kind of getting back into the swing of things out of the storm that we had over the weekend. Ravenna missed out on their games with Minden. Shelton was fortunate. They didn't have to play Tuesday, but they did play last night in beating Loup City. Shelton might be the most underappreciated good team in the area, and now tonight we'll find out a little bit about them. The coaches know that if this were a D1 ball club, everybody would be raving about them, but since they're on the bubble and are a C2 team, most of the competition for the boys and girls have been in Class D. They played a couple of Class C schools, but the Shelton girls are 9-3, the Shelton boys are 10-1. Everybody knows Ravenna's been good for a long time, but actually Shelton has more wins for the boys and the girls entering tonight's ball game. Of course, Ravenna both at 8-2, not far behind in both state rated. So Shelton looking for respect and trying to find out how good they really are tonight. And we'll look at the starting lineups for Shelton and Ravenna. The girls up first right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Well, let's take a look now at the starting lineup for tonight's basketball contest, brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. First off, for the visiting Shelton Lady Bulldogs, number 12 with a 5'8" junior, Tracy Meyer. Number 20, 5'11" senior, Vanessa Resch. Number 22, a 5'8" junior, Maggie Urbanek. Number 24, 5'6" sophomore, Kaylin Brannigan. And number 50, a 5'8" junior, Emma Urbanek. The head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs is Randy Schultz, assisted by Brenda Urbanek. They are 9-3 on the season. Their three losses have been all 5 points or less. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, number 5 is a 6-foot senior, Hunter Hilge. Number 10, a 5'3" senior, Jesse Marvica. Number 14, a 5'3" junior, Maggie Mateka. Number 31, a 5'5" senior, Taylor Hand. And number 34, a 5'7" junior, JT Zorb. Head coach of the Blue Jays, Jeff Dober, assisted by Paul Anderson, Dale Zorb, and Noah Ballsby. Ravenna's 8-2 on the season and ranks in Class C2. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We're back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show next.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravana. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravana, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Ready for tonight's high school basketball as Ravenna gets ready to take on Shelton for tonight's high school basketball action. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, best of luck from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The traveling blue and black trim for Shelton, the home white and blue trim for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Shelton without the services of Chelsea Herter, a 5'10 senior out with multiple injuries, including a foot problem. A little height on this team. Can they handle the pressure? We'll find out. As the ball is in the air, the opening tip will be controlled here by Shelton. Ravenna will come out with that real tight man-to-man defense. Brannigan will work it to the right baseline, take the first shot of the game. It hangs on the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Hunter Hilgey. And up the floor, Marvichko. Long outlet pass. Quickly get it underneath. Try to get the shot by Taylor Hand, and she'll be fouled as the ball rolls off the rim. And Taylor will go to the line. Definitely a speed versus height type of ball game. Not that Shelton doesn't want to get up and down the floor. They haven't had problems scoring points this year. They have had some tight games where they're in the 30s, but they can also get it up into the mid-50s as the foul was called on Maggie Urbonic. And the first free throw was good by Taylor Hand. The second free throw is also right through there. So Hand hits them both. And Ravenna out to a 2-0 lead. The ball will be in the hands of Caleb Brannigan. And Caleb will bring it across the timeline. Dump it off on the right side. Get it to the right side of the key. Back into the corner, driving and throwing through the post, getting it into the hands there of Maggie Urbonic. She can't get the shot away, so they'll kick it back out top. You would think that Shelton would have a little bit of an advantage inside. Now, Hunter Hilgey is also there at 6 foot, but the other posts have a height advantage here. Let's see if Shelton can get the ball down low as the pass is deflected away there by Marvichka, trying to get it on the wing to Emma Urbonic. So Emma and Maggie Urbonic and Vanessa Resch, Tracy Meyer, all 5'8 or taller, which definitely is an advantage over Ravenna. Into the paint, driving in, short jumper is off the glass by Tracy Meyer, and it's good, and Shelton has its first bucket of the ball game, and we are knotted up at two apiece, and Shelton's going to do something very few teams do, put some pressure out of the backcourt. Ravenna breaks the press and tried to get it to Hilgey, who wasn't looking, but Taylor Hinton runs it down on the backside, and it is Ravenna basketball. They'll keep things going here in the first 90 seconds. Hand at the free throw line, gets the jumper away. Might have been deflected. It's way off the mark. The ball being thumped around and Zorb will finally corral it in a second chance here for the Lady Jays. That's one thing that Shelton, with that height advantage, is going to have to secure, get the ball, and Ravenna trying to get it down to Zorb. Throws the ball out of bounds, and they're going to say it is Ravenna ball. That looked like it was thrown over everybody on the floor, but they're closer than us, so the ball will stay with the Lady Jays. Maybe a break here, and a third opportunity, trying to set up a three from Arvichka, but covered well there by Meyer. In this zone defense, a 2-1-2 zone by Shelton. And, of course, the way that Ravenna likes to shoot the threes, they would like to eat this up. They're extending that, and with the height, they get a little extra reach out there, trying to get it down to Zorb. That time it's over her head and out of bounds. So already a couple of interesting things here that Shelton's come out. They've put some pressure on. They've really played good defense the first two times down the floor here. And it will be Shelton with the basketball, 6 minutes remaining in the first quarter, tied at two. Branding with a left hand, tries to bring it into the paint. The ball got away from her, picked up by Hilgi. Fast break the other way. Marvichka just runs it down to the baseline. Can't get a shot out to Matenka. They'll reset. Swing it left side of the key and into the corner. A quick three. Marvichka on the way. It's no good off the front of the iron. Kaylin Brannigan will pull down the loose ball here. And up the floor, Shelton not afraid to run. I think they've understood the philosophy of Ravenna wanting to run. They try to force it inside of Vanessa Rash, and Hilgi steps in front, knocks it away. At the other end, Mateka's layup attempt is blocked out of bounds by Rash. Real interesting, the height and the post play here, and even when you got the tall guards, right now that seems to be giving Ravenna a little bit of trouble. Ravenna's getting up and down the floor. It'll become probably a depth factor if this game stays close, because we all know that Ravenna likes to run 9-10 kids in. Gracie McDowell will check in. And on the other side, Kelsey Rouse. Three-pointer on the way for Ravenna. Mateka puts it up, no good. The long rebound comes out to Marvichka. Another three for Mateka from even farther out is no good. And finally, Shelton grabs the basketball with Maggie Urbanek. 5:15 to go, first quarter. It's still 2-2. Ravenna on a couple of free throws on the board. There's a turnaround jumper by Meyer. Got a little hand in the back. Not called. Good save on the rebound by Kelsey Rouse. And Shelton will get another opportunity. A little backyard rivalry here, and of course, hasn't been much of one lately, but Shelton getting a lot better. Have a chance to make this competitive, and down low, we're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow will point the way of the Jays, so it'll be the third turnover here by Shelton. But their defense is keeping them solid here in the first 3 minutes of the ball game, able to withstand the early onslaught that Ravenna puts on so many teams, and now the full court pressure forces Ravenna into a long pass that they throw away, and up the floor comes Emma Urbanek, kicks it out to Brannigan on the right wing, tries to get into the paint to Meyer. She's forced into the right-hand corner, now lobs it out to Brannigan. Brannigan way out near the scorer's table in front of the Ravenna bench, puts the ball on the floor, being guarded out top, trying to get by her defender and pushing her, Elisa Pekka, who is into the ball game. Might be the one on the foul. Finke also has checked in. And they're going to call the foul on Mackenzie Muehlbach. That'll be the first foul on Ravenna. And free throws now for Kaylin Brannigan. Brannigan to shoot two free throws. And the first one is on the way, and it is too strong, no good. Into the ball game is going to be number 14, Christina Raggi. She wants to come in for Brannigan, though. Give her a little bit of a breather. She's kind of the workhorse when it comes to handling the basketball. Second free throw now by Brannigan is up and in. So Kaylin will check out of the ball game. Shelton has the lead at 3-2. Don't forget Amherst and Pleasanton playing tonight. That's currently airing on ESPN 1460. Find a way to get that annual rivalry on the radio as well. So Raggi checks in, full court press. It's broken. Zorb gets it down to the baseline to Muehlbach. Wrap around back to Zorb, who's fouled, just kind of pushing her out of the way. Was Kelsey Rouse. That'll be the first foul on Rouse and the second on the Bulldogs. The only points of the game for Ravenna at the free throw line, and Zorb will try and get a couple more and either tie or take the lead here if she can knock down some free throws. The first one is up and dancing around in. 3-3 with 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. The boys game coming up later tonight. Probably be closer to an 8 o'clock tip now since this didn't start till about 6:20. The second free throw up and in, so Zorb hits them both, and Ravenna leads it 4-3. But that boys game, Ravenna's 8-2 and 10-1 for Shelton. And now dribbling it off her foot is going to be Resch. It's stolen. Resch blocked it once, but the second time they're going to call her for a foul. And Mateka is going to go to the line. The foul on Tracy Meyer, not Resch, excuse me. Tracy Meyer was the one that lost the ball, got a block, and then the second time was called for it. The free throw is up and in. So in an unusual start to the basketball game, Ravenna is 5 of 5 from the line, and they lead it 5-3. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Mateka hits them both. It's 6-3 in favor of the Jays. And with the made free throws, that'll allow them to set up some full court pressure and continue to sub players back in and out of the ball game. Tracy Meyer handled the basketball here for Shelton. Working on Taylor Hand. Comes to the top of the circle. Picks the dribble up. Bounce pass right wing into the hands of Urbanek. Urbanek being pestered by Marvichka. Now lobs it inside. Has a short jumper that is up. And it is no good by Rouse, but she is fouled. So she'll go to the line. We've had five fouls, and every single one of them have been on the shot, so that means more free throws here. The foul on Taylor Hand will be her first, and Rouse's free throw is up, and it is in for her first point of the ball game. 6-4 Ravenna, midway through the opening quarter. Second free throw on the way, yet it is in. So Kelsey Rouse, the 5'10 senior, knocks them both down, 6-5. Ravenna throws over the top of the full court pressure, gets it to Zorb, who falls down in the paint, and they let him go. Ravenna still has the basketball. Back out between the circles, they give it to Marvichka. Over to Taylor Hand. Into the corner, Marvichka looked at the three but didn't take it. She's going to bring it back out against that extended zone. Maybe more of a 1-3-1 right now with running the top of it, Christina Raggi. Work it right side, ball fake Hand. Skip past Marvichka. Kicks it back to the free throw line. A lot of passing. Marvichka step backs, fires the long jumper, no good. Got her own rebound. And another chance here. Taylor Hand will get it back to Jesse. Swing it left side, and moving before the pass was Peckin. It's behind her and out of bounds. Third turnover for Ravenna. 6-5 with 3:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Into the front court. Shelton trying to get that ball with Tracy Meyer. Taylor Hand went for it, couldn't get it. Meyer doing a good job with the offhand to keeping her away. Up top to Emma Urbanek. Urbanek, couple of dribbles, doesn't go anywhere. Back over to Meyer. Shelton trying to get it into the paint. They'll get it down low to Rouse. Kicks it back out on the wing. A lot of leaning on him right now by the Ravenna Lady Jays. Now getting free for a short jumper, but it's no good. Is Maggie Urbanek. Backside rebound, fought for, and it's shoved back into the court of play by Pekka. Baseball pass to the other end is overthrown and out of bounds. And Ravenna will turn it over for the fourth time. Well, Shelton coach Randy Schultz telling me before the game his girls gained some confidence in the way they played against Ravenna last year, and knowing that this would be a tough task against their pressure, but has to be pleased with their defense so far. Now hoping to take advantage of getting some points. The way they've held Ravenna down, they need to get some points on the board. And in the backcourt, we've got a reach-in foul on Taylor Hand. That will be her second. So, again, Ravenna with multiple substitutions. They've got Finke coming in now for Taylor Hand. Marvichka's out there with Matenka, along with Hilgi and McDowell on the floor. Shelton has the basketball with Meyer. Meyer backs into the defender, Finke. Dropped the ball, had to go back and get it. Swings it over to Urbanek on the right side of the key. Tried a little pick and roll, but it's stolen away again. Marvichka steps in front. Now her outlet pass is taken right back by Vanessa Resch. It's like a game of hot potato right now. More turnovers than points as they drop it into the low post. Turnaround jumper is going to be short by Rouse. Hilgi with the good defense, and it's pulled down by Marvichka. Jesse pushes the ball up the floor. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's still 6-5 Ravenna. Right-hand corner with it is Matenka. Back up top, Finke. A long pass over to the left side. Marvichka in trouble, tries to bounce it off a leg, and good job by Shelton to get out of the way and then grab the ball with Vanessa Resch. Six turnovers by Ravenna here in the first quarter. A minute 40 to go, and that score still remains 6-5 here in the opening stanza. Backdoor cut passes behind that time, but it is deflected back out to Vanessa Resch. Trying to get it to Urbanek, it was behind her, but Ravenna couldn't get the clean steal. So the ball back up between the circles. Try to lob it inside again. Vanessa Resch, spin move on McDowell. Turnaround jumper way short. Ball is loose and picked back up by Tracy Meyer. Meyer, crossover dribble. And we're going to get a little hand check foul here eventually on Ravenna. Fourth foul of the quarter on the Lady Jays. It's going to be on Finke. That'll be her first. Three fouls have been called on Shelton, and here come a whole bunch of folks back in. For Ravenna, it's going to be Pekka and Zorb. And coming in, you've got Brannigan for Shelton. Also checking in is Lindsey Hahn. And Shelton ball underneath their own hoop. And back in Emma Urbanek. They go to her at the top of the circle, try to clear it out for her. She's going to cast up the three-pointer. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Zorb. Zorb, long pass up the floor. And again, the ball's deflected away. Ravenna's just so used to getting the ball and making the outlet pass, and it's not worked once so far in this first quarter for a fast break bucket. In fact, Ravenna still doesn't have a field goal. All six of their points have been from the free throw line. But it is Jay's ball from their own baseline. So they'll throw it in, try to get it to Peck in the corner, deflected. Now she's trapped over there, uses her elbows to clear some room. A minute to go in the first quarter, 6-5 Ravenna. Up top, open three, Maggie Matenka up and in. And the first field goal of the game for Ravenna is a three-pointer. and that puts them out to a four-point lead, strangely enough, 9-5. Brannigan into the front court here. Oh, tripped up by Finke. The ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Ravenna. Brannigan tried to go around Finke, and they say that I guess she was trying to push her out of the way. Turnover on the Lady Bulldogs, even at six apiece. And now the ball deflected away, almost stolen away, but out of bounds, Vanessa Resch. 33 seconds remaining here in the first quarter that just has not seen a whole lot of action. 1 2-point bucket is all we've seen here, and it's 9-5. A ton of free throws. Finke throws through. Pekka, another three on the way. It's off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, Hilgi kicks it out. Another three on the way, Marvichka, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Emma Urbanek. Urbanek pushes it up the floor with a right hand. Now to the left, she's a left-handed shooter. Kicks it out, Resch didn't want it. Kick it back out, here's another three on the way, but it's too strong that time from Urbanek. And the backside rebound comes to Pekka. 7 seconds to go, long pass down to Finke. Finke comes into the paint, and they're going to call a little slap foul on Shelton with 4 seconds to go here in the quarter. And it's going to be on Brannigan. That'll be the first on Kalen. Fouls are even at four. And with 4 seconds, Pekka out, Mateka in. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Let's see if they fake the three and slide it underneath for a bucket by Hilgi. No, they get it into Zorb, and she traveled. She was backpedaling. Some defense was on her. There's 2.5 seconds left. Let's see if Shelton can get any kind of a shot here. They're just going to throw it in back, and a baseball throw to the other end is on the way, and well off the mark, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Shelton's defense good, but Ravenna still has the lead at home. It's the Lady Jays 9, the Shelton Bulldogs 5 here on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
And along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Ravenna. As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to be here and bring you high school hoops and area battle tonight between Ravenna and Shelton, and Shelton will get the ball to start the second quarter. They trail it by a score of 9-5. Brannigan with it up top. The ball took a funny hop. She's going to be called for a carry. That evens the turnovers in this game at 7 apiece. In the first quarter, Ravenna had 9 rebounds, Shelton 5. 3-point shooting, Ravenna 1 of 6, Shelton 0 of 2. Free throws, the big number. Shelton 3 of 4, Ravenna 6 of 6. Finke comes into the left-hand corner as the Lady Jays have the ball. Swing it back right side, Marvichka, against this 1-3-1 zone of Shelton. At the top of that zone is going to be Maggie Urbanek into the left-hand corner. Marvichka's three bounces away, no good. Hilgi's there for the offensive rebound, kicks it out to Matenka for another three. It's off the mark, and the ball is chased down by Kalen Brannigan. Brannigan pushes it up the floor, going to take it all the way in, lays it up, and good. Nice play by Kalen Brannigan. She's got 3 points now, and the ball gets knocked away in the melee, trying to get up the floor. So she has 3 points for Shelton, and Maggie Mateka, who hit the three to go with a pair of free throws, leads Ravenna with 5. 9-7 here in the first minute of the second quarter, and here's a walk on Ravenna. Marvichka, nobody on her. She was just kind of waiting for Hilgi to get set on the low post and took an extra step. Eighth turnover on the Ravenna Lady Jays. So a chance to tie here in a low-scoring game without a lot of buckets. It's mainly free throws. 9 of the 16 points. In fact, 9 of the 14 points in the first quarter were on free throws. Brannigan, bounce pass out of the right wing, getting by her defender. Urbanek comes in, draws the foul, and she'll go to the line. Emma Urbanek to go to the line and shoot two. It seems like we've had about 20 fouls called. That's not the case. Each team had four. And that makes the fifth, the first one of the game on Hunter Hilgey. And the free throw by Urbanek is going to be off the mark and no good. Second free throw now coming up for Emma Urbanek, the 5'8 junior, just like Maggie, 5'8. Second free throw won't go, and the ball comes out to Maggie Mateka. Mateka outlet pass, Marvichka thought about the three, looked at it, didn't take it. There was absolutely nobody underneath. Got confused. She probably should have dribbled it in for a short jumper. Now she'll take a three in the right-hand corner. It's in and out, no good. Hilgey goes up, collision down low, and we got an injury. We've got an injury. Hilgey put it up and in, but an injury down low, and I think Emma Urbanek might have got one in the nose or the forehead, and they're going to have to take a look and stop play here. Hilgey made a clean rebound, but I think as she backed up to take the shot, she made contact there with Urbanek, who seems to be a little spark plug out here in this first half of the ball game, and they'll take a look at her. So with 6:32 to go, and it looks like, yeah, she got popped. She's bleeding. They're going to take her to the locker room. You hope it's just a nose, a little bit of a nose. You don't hope that there's anything else. They are not cleaning up the floor. There's not a tooth out there, so it doesn't look like it feels good, and hopefully the sting wears off and get the blood stopped. But to Emma Urbanek, off to the locker room with 6:32 to go here in the first half. It's 11-7. And let's see if Coach Schultz takes a timeout. It looks like the girls are congregating here. Maybe a minute to sub. And they are going to have to clean the floor here, so we'll take a break. 6:32 to go, first quarter. Ravenna leads our girls game 11-7 over Shelton. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Well, we resume our action here after the injury to Urbanek, and Shelton will have the ball trailing 11-7 with 6:20 to go now in quarter number two. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, all the stats. We'll look at the boys' game as well, and we'll talk with Shelton boys basketball coach Matt Walter. We had a chance to talk with him on today's Doug and Daddy show on ESPN Radio. We'll replay that interview for you at halftime of this contest. Right now, the ball tipped out of bounds, and so Shelton will try again to throw it in. They'll go up top here to Kelsey Rouse, who came in for Urbanek after she got popped there in the nose of the lip. It was hard to tell. Back up top, it goes to Tracy Meyer, trying to find some buckets here in the paint. They get it to Rouse, didn't look to shoot. She kicks it out. They throw it back into her. It's through her hands and turned over. Pass break the other way. Marvichka lays it up, missed the layup. Finke got the rebound, and Brannigan had to foul her. Shelton was there, but they didn't box out. They were just looking because they figured the layup was going to go in. And Finke to the line to shoot free throws. The foul will be called on Kaylin Brannigan. That's her second. And the free throw by Finke is no good. That's the first missed free throw of the ball game here for the Lady Jays. Zorb out. Gracie McDowell checks back in. 5:54 to go here in the first half on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Ravenna. Second free throw up and in. Of course, always on the web, KKPR.com. 12-7 in favor of the Lady Jays. Brannigan brings it across the timeline. Everything kind of getting up top now, trying to spread it out and get it inside. They'll lob it in there. It's just well covered by Ravenna. And as they steal it, they get up the floor too quick and travel with the basketball. So each team turns it over once there, and a timeout going to be called by Coach Randy Schultz. He knows he's got to find a way to get his team going here. They have just 7 points with 5:38 to go in the first half. It's 12-7 Ravenna. We'll be back after this break on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna and Shelton. to protect what needs protected in your life.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Buzz Bassnet Gymnasium here at Ravenna. Glad to have you along with us on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Out of the Shelton timeout, it'll be Lady Bulldog basketball, and they'll get it to Brannigan. Drives and kicks it off on the right side and on the floor again. Brannigan got tripped up. They'll kick it to Meyer. Turnaround jumper from seven. Won't find the spot. Meyer got the rebound, and a foul going to be called. And it might be on Meyer. No, they're going to say it's on Hilgi. So give Meyer credit for her second rebound. And Hunter Hilgi, her second foul. 16 fouls, so we'll take it out again. Shelton's going to string out along the baseline here. And throwing it in will be Maggie Urbonic. Tried to force it into Brannigan as well. Covered. The ball is deflected. And somehow Shelton had it momentarily, and now they turn it over. Their 10th of the game. And Ravenna brings the ball up the floor. Didn't have numbers. Shelton was back on defense because they thought they'd already turned it over. Working around the perimeter here. Ravenna again just 1 of 9 from three-point land. Pinky in the right-hand corner. Tries to get out of there. Around Brannigan. Playing catch with Marvichka. Ball popped out of her hands. And it'll still be Ravenna ball in front of the fans in front of us. Zorbin Pekka back in for Ravenna at the break. And coming in now is Hahn and Raggi for Shelton. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Not much offense, 12-7. The offense we have seen has been free throws. Two field goals by Shelton, two field goals by Ravenna. One of them a three. Crossover dribble, Mateka. Takes it over on the left side to Pekka against this zone. Trying to mix it up a little bit here. Shelton Lady Bulldogs rotate it to Finke. Another three, and that one is no good, but another long rebound. Shelton won the race to that one, and Christina Raggi has her first one. Immediately looks for Tracy Meyer, who brings it up against Mateka. They try to clear the paint out for her, and Shelton usually could bring the ball up on the dribble farther than they do, but they elect to stop, and it's getting them in trouble. Meyer now on the baseline, hit the side of the backboard with the shot. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Zor, but up the floor come the Lady Jays. I'll tell you what, Shelton's defense has been good enough. They should have the lead in the game, but they just can't get any shots at the other end. Still 12-7. Each team with a bucket here in the quarter, a three-pointer, and that one is off the mark. Again, that hit the side of the board from Pekka, and a rebound brought down by Tracy Meyer. Good defense by Kelsey Rouse. Might have got a fingernail on that one to send it off course. And Brannigan, as she tries to get around, Finke is going to get a hand check foul called on the Jays, and we will be in the 1-1. Finke with her second personal foul. So Finke, Hilgi in hand. All with two fouls. Usually Ravenna girls or boys don't worry too much about foul trouble because their depth is so good. A little bit more so on the girls' side this year. They always got somebody they can rotate in, so they're willing to take that chance. Brannigan at the 1-1, and the free throw is up and in. Kaylin now 2 of 3 at the line, has 4 points, and it is 12-8. And the second free throw is on the way, yet it's right through there. And good. Makes it 12-9. Emma Robotic still not out of the locker room yet. Assistant coach Ma in there trying to take care of her. As Pekka throws up a long three and hits it. So out of nowhere, a three-pointer rains down just when Shelton finally scored some points. At the other end, Raggi into the corner. Hahn for three in the left-hand corner. Dancing around, won't go. Offensive put back there is up and in for Tracy Meyer. Meyer stuck with it and scored. And we've seen a plethora of scoring in the last two trips down the floor. Another three attempted there by Pekka, no good. Rebound by Taylor Hand. Dribbles out, takes the shot, no good. Rebound, Mateka, takes another shot, no good. Zorb fouled. Too many opportunities right now for the Ravenna Lady Jays. And Zorb is going to go to the line to shoot two free throws. She is 2 of 2. Ravenna's dangerous enough. When you give them one shot, you give them three or four, they're going to make you pay, and Meyer gets her second foul. She's probably one of the one player, at least tonight, that they can't afford to be in foul trouble. Free throw is right through there for Zorb. 16-11 Ravenna, 3:15 to go in the first half. Arvishka back in, McDowell waiting to check in for Zorb if she makes the second free throw, which is on the way and good. A lot of arch on those for Zorb, and it makes it 17-11, the largest lead of the ball game now for Ravenna. They're on a five-point little swing here right after Shelton finally broke through here in the quarter. And Brannigan will stutter dribble it across the timeline, now attack the lane, knocked away, got it back, swings it over to Meyer, right side of the key, outside the arc, to the baseline. Hahn looks for the shot, not there, gets to Rogge, in the paint, in trouble, ball's loose. Hahn picks it up, and a foul going to be called on Marvitska. She shoved Rogge trying to get to the basketball, and for Jesse, that'll be her first, and more free throws here for Shelton, and the Lady Bulldogs have to take advantage of this. They're not scoring, so an opportunity to do so here and stay in the ball game in the first half. So 1-1 on the free throw, all the way around and out, no good. And the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Shelton. Kelsey Rouse was in there with three white shirts, and they say she's the last one to touch it. So it comes back over to the Lady Jays. Marvitsky in the backcourt. She goes from the left to the right, and now a little reach-in stab. Rogge foul, her first, seventh team foul. Just a little fundamentals right now that are hurting Shelton. Missing free throws, fouling 35 feet away from the hoop. And as Ravenna taking advantage of them a point at a time. And Marvitska looking for her first point of the ball game, shoots the free throw. It's on the way and in. So Ravenna continues to be strong from the foul line. They're 10 of 11 here in the first quarter. More than half of their points. It's an unusual first half here. And Maggie Urbonic returns to the game. Brannigan out. And the second free throw now on the way for Marvitska. And it's dancing around. No good. Rebound brought down by Lindsey Hahn. Hahn with her first board. And Shelton will get it to Meyer. Meyer comes to the right side trying to get free. Is Maggie Urbonic. She has it way out in front of the Ravenna bench with 2:35 to go in the half. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up. Full stats and a chat with Shelton Boys coach Matt Walters. On the baseline, Rouse, short jumper, can't get it to go. Ball deflected out of bounds again on Shelton. The few times that Shelton has gotten the ball down low, they look to do more with it than just catch it and shoot it. And it's allowed Ravenna, when they're only a half step behind, to catch up. And Ravenna will break the press. Long pass down the floor to Taylor Hand. Now back up top to Matenka. Comes to the right elbow. Cut off there by the double team. Swing it left-hand side. Three, Marvitska. No good. Rebound loose. Picked up McDowell. Underneath field box. Lays it up and in. Second chance. Second chance. Second chance. 20-11. 2 minutes to go here in this first half of play. Tracy Meyer with it out on the right side. Gives it over to Christina Rogge. Ball knocked away. Rogge fires it into the corner. Gets it to Lindsey Hahn, lobs it into Rouse. Rouse with Muehlbach, now the double team. Kicks it back out to Meyer. Dumps it into the paint. Bounce pass to Rouse, and she's hooked. That was a good pass down in there by number 22, Maggie Urbonic. And another foul called. And this is going to send Rouse to the line. Looks like the foul is on McDowell, her first. Ninth team foul, so still in the 1-1 here. For Shelton. But a 6-0 run now by the Jays have taken the lead out to 9. The free throw on the way and right through there. So Rouse will have a second one coming up. A minute 36 to go. Again, basketball on ESPN Radio tonight, Amherst Pleasanton. Tomorrow we've got Kearney Catholic at Hastings St. Cecilia. Early doubleheader start time in Hastings at 4 o'clock. Second free throw also up and in for Rouse. 4 of 4 at the line, and it's 20-13. Ravenna basketball as Shelton subs in. And they put that full-court zone trap on. The ball's going to be thrown over the top, deflected away, and run down by Zorb. Every loose ball seems to get run down by Ravenna. It's just a little product of their great hustle. And now a travel going to be called up top. Moving a little too quick that time. And Finke calling for the travel. Third turnover of the quarter. But 10th of the ball game. Each team with 10 turnovers here in the first half. Tracy Meyer with a basketball in the backcourt. No problem bringing it across the timeline and giving it off there to Vanessa Resch. But Shelton in such dire need of a bucket. Now they throw it right to Finke. And Finke pushes it up the floor with the left hand. Stops when she gets across the timeline and fires it over to Pekka. Right side to Mateka. Trying to set up the big gal Hilgi, but they sag back on her. Skip pass left side. Pekka ball fake. One dribble. 16-footer up and in. And Elisa Pekka has 5 points. And it's 22-13. With less than a minute to go here in the first half of play. Up the floor, Meyer. Meyer into the paint. Dishes it off right side. Rocky, 10-footer in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Hahn, and she is fouled. And this will be the 10th team foul. So Lindsey Hahn, the 5'11 junior post, will go to the line to shoot two. The foul is on Zorb, her first. And the first free throw on the way, and it is no good. Marvichka back in, and for Shelton, here comes Urbanek back in. That's good to see. Emma back into the ball game. It looks like it was her nose. She's sporting the cotton. She got knocked to the ground at the 6:30 mark of this quarter and has just got back out here. Second free throw, Hahn got it to go. Lindsay with her first point, 22-14, Ravenna, 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Marvichka stays out of the trap. Ball knocked away as they get it to Zorb. Steal is made. Going in for the layup. It is up and good. And Shelton's Vanessa Resch has her first point of the basketball game. Now can Shelton stop him? No, they're going to foul him at midcourt. And Zorb will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Tried to trap JC at the center circle and ended up fouling her. Maggie Urbanek with her second. So she and Meyer and Brannigan all have two. Zorb, a perfect 4-of-4 at the line. We'll try and extend it here. On the way and in. Free throws, so important. If Ravenna was shooting less than 50%, they'd probably be behind right now. This will be the 14th free throw attempt of the first half for Ravenna. Second free throw up, and that hit the front of the rim, but bounced in. Zorb, 6 points, 6-of-6 from the line. 24-16, we are down to 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Meyer behind the back, didn't lose Finke. Still out between the circles with 17. 5 second count on. Now she loses the defender, looks for the pick and roll, and a foul called. And it's going to be on Finke. She tried to stay with all the spinning and crossover and behind the back dribbling, and Finke now with her third foul. And at the line for the first time this evening is Tracy Meyer. And the first of two free throws up and in. 5 points now for Meyer. The key now, no matter what happens on this free throw, Shelton needs to get a stop defensively. Don't let Ravenna score before halftime and have some momentum going into the locker room. If you can get in down six, that would be a great, great first half. Free throw up and in, so Meyer hits them both. Let's see what happens with 12 seconds. A take in the backcourt. Plenty of time, although the crowd doesn't think so. They get it to Marvichka. Back door open. Taylor Hand, easy layup. Up and in. And that's about as easy as a bucket as they've had here in the first half of play. And Ravenna takes an 8-point lead into the halftime locker room. So as they always do, the Lady Jays find a way to execute when they need to. At the half, Ravenna 26, Shelton 18. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats, and an interview with Shelton Boys coach Matt Walter. Stay with us on Classic Hits.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Ravenna. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let the trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is Ravenna 26 and Shelton 18. The Lady Jays 8-2. The Lady Dogs are 9-3. And coming up next, 10-1 Shelton takes on 8-2 Ravenna, looking for not only a win, but some respect. As at 10-1, they are unranked so far this season, and we had a chance earlier today on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show to catch up with the head boys coach at Shelton, Matt Walters. Here's part of that interview.
The Shelton boys are off to a 10-1 start. Coach Walter joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations. Welcome to the program again.
Thanks, guys.
Well, what about that? I know coaches don't look at that woe is me mentality, but this is kind of an important test for your ball club tonight if they want to continue this first half of the season. Thoughts of maybe making a state tournament run? You've got one of the key components in front of you tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely our biggest test of the year so far. You know, Ravenna, always a great team, and you got to play sound fundamentally against them. So, I mean, it's going to be a barometer of where we are this year if we can hang with them and hopefully pull out a victory. So,
hey, when you started this year, did you see yourselves being at the 10-1 caliber team?
You know, I knew, you know, this being my first year head coach, being assistant last year, that we had a lot of returning talent, and I knew that the possibility of us getting all the way up to anywhere from 15 to 17 wins wasn't out of the realm of possibilities. Did I believe that we'd start out 10-1? Probably not, but, you know, after the first five or six games, I was fairly confident. Every game that I've went into, I've been really confident in our kids. You know, they're playing really well together. Just overall playing really good basketball.
Shelton boys basketball coach Matt Walter joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, the team started the season scoring some points. Maybe the point total since the holiday tournament hasn't been as high, up in the 60s. Is that maturity? Is that teams learning their role? Is that learning your system? Because you're still winning. What do you attribute that to, or is it just the caliber of teams you're playing?
Well, you know, I think it's more of the whole notion at the beginning of the year. You know, from the past year, Shelton boys basketball hasn't been quite up to par. And so a lot of teams in the beginning of the year were overlooking us. And so they didn't really know who our shooters were, and now we're going to come out and score some points. And now teams have a good idea of who our scorers are, who our shooters are, who they need to shut down. Thus, you know, you're seeing lower scores from us. But, you know, at the same token, we are playing really good defense, which is preventing teams from scoring a lot of points on us. So we don't have to score a lot of points to win as long as we play defense.
And you look down the rest of the schedule, and you got the Twin Valley Conference coming up, which you face some stiff competition, but really the only team with a winning record left on this, you got Gibbon down the road, but Ravenna tonight. That's a huge measuring stick, if anything, for this team.
This game against Ravenna, it's going to be a huge, like you said, measuring stick. And I hope our boys come out fired up, and, you know, we do some good things. Ravenna, always a good team. You guys know as well as I do that Coach Veronica always has them playing at the highest possible level, so it will be a very tough game tonight.
Well, Matt, let's talk about your boys. Matt Walter, the head coach at Shelton. You've got three kids right now that offensively are averaging in double figures. Tell me about those guys.
Well, we have our senior, Robert Portillo. You know, he's a four-year starter. Great kid. Works hard for us. And he's, for his lack of size as far as muscular component is concerned, he has a great post moves, very sound fundamentally in the inside. He still needs to work on finishing a little bit better, but overall, he's a really good post player for us. Then we have Mitch Ross, who's a junior for us, and he's just shooting lights out this year. By far our best shooter overall, pure shooter. And, you know, he's still picking up on the defensive side a little bit, but overall, he's doing really good. And then you have basically, if you ask anybody on our team, who basically is the guy on our offense that makes everything happen, and Luke Glenn. You know, he's only a sophomore, but he plays like a senior. Like, he's been here before. Nothing phases him very much, and he creates everything for us. Everything's based off of him in our offense. Not saying that if somebody else has to bring up the ball or anything of that nature that we don't work, but it works a lot better when he's able to stay under control and kind of break his man down a little bit.
Matt, would you say your game's similar to Ravenna's? Because you got three people that score. They've got three people that score. And then you've got your role players.
You know, I was funny you'd ask that. I was actually watching some tape on them, watching their game against Kearney Catholic. And I thought a lot about the same thing. You know, the thing that Ravenna has over us is they play a little bit better competition than us in the year as far as higher classes. So they get a good challenge from those guys that, you know, like the Gretnas of the world that probably have five good solid players, so they all have to play together. They've been together, you know, their entire lives. I remember watching them when they were in elementary and they were well-oiled then. But, yeah, our team is similar to them in a lot of ways. You know, we have a lot of good role players too. You know, our other starters, Jordan Harvey, is very good defensively. Great senior for us. And then we have David Mueller, who's another sophomore that can handle the ball, and he's starting to find his shot from the outside. So, you know, we have three kids that right now can shoot from the outside. I got a couple guys off the bench that are starting to play really well for me as well. So, you know, we got some guys that can do some harm. It's just that, you know, Connor and this Bourne kid are just very, very good basketball players. I mean, they live and breathe basketball, you can tell.
Well, we get to see Shelton in person a couple of times in the next week. Ravenna and then at Wood River next week. We'll have those games on Classic Hits 98.9. And, Matt, I know you got places to be, so we'll let you get going and look forward to seeing the Bulldogs play tonight. And, hey, it's got to be a relief. You take over a program. nobody wants to run right into a wall, and it's got to help you breathe just a tad bit easier that the boys are playing the way they are.
It definitely does. It definitely does.
Matt, we'll see you tonight. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you.
And that is Shelton basketball coach Matt Walter, his voice 10-1, and we had a chance to talk with him earlier today on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. That game coming up next at around 8 o'clock here on Classic Hits. Right now, let's take a look at the first half stats of our girls' game for Shelton. Tracy Myers, 6 points to lead the way, 4 rebounds and a block. Christina Rogge has a rebound. Vanessa Resch, 2 points and a block. Maggie Urbanik has a rebound. Kaylin Brannigan, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Kelsey Rouse, 4 points and a rebound. Emma Urbanik, who missed most of the second quarter with a bloody nose, 1 rebound. And Lindsey Hahn, 1 point, 2 rebounds. 18 points, 12 rebounds, 10 of 15 from the free throw line, 0 of 3 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 11 turnovers for the Lady Bulldogs. For Ravenna, they were in the locker room a long time. Hunter Hilty, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Jesse Marvichko, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Elisa Pekka, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Maggie Mateka, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Gracie McDowell, a rebound. Mackenzie Milbach, 2 points. Taylor Hamm, 4 points and a rebound. J.C. Zorb, 6 points on 6 of 6 shooting from the line. She has 3 rebounds. Carissa Finke, 1 point, 1 rebound. At the half, Ravenna, 26 points, 17 rebounds, 12 of 14 from the free throw line, 2 of 14 from three-point land, and also 11 turnovers. At the half, Ravenna, 26, Shelton, 18. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Shelton.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Ravenna gets the ball to start the second half. They fake the three. They throw it underneath to Taylor Hand, and Hand grabs it and scores. So used to shooting the three that they thought it was a shot, and it was just an underthrown shot or a well-placed pass. And it's 28-18, the first double-digit lead for Ravenna in the ball game, and they are really extending that man-to-man pressure here on Shelton. Urbanik to the left elbow, now inside. Resch kicks it out of the wing. Meyer for the three, and Tracy can't get it to go. Backside rebound pulled down by Jesse Marvicka. That is one thing Shelton has to do a better job of in the second half, is rebounding. In the left-hand corner, Mateka, especially on the defensive glass. Ball out to Marvicka. First minute of the third quarter. On the left wing with it will be Taylor Hand. Looking inside, now Mateka comes out and takes it to the left-hand corner. Staying in that zone is Shelton, and a walk called on Ravenna. So the teams who had an equal number of turnovers at 11 in the first half unusually high there for the Lady Jays. Of course, with so many wins, they're the ones that create the turnovers, not make them. But they had a few here against the good Shelton defense. Here comes Kaylin Brannigan across the timeline, and a blocking foul going to be called. Ravenna trying to switch off there, and it's going to be on number 10, Jesse Marvica. That is her second. Hilgi, Marvica, and Hand all with two. Finke with three. Shelton, two apiece on Meyer, Maggie Urbanek, and Brannigan. Shelton ball underneath their own hoop. Throw it all the way out top to Vanessa Resch. Fires it back down on the post to Meyer. Great move to the left side. Put it up, no good. Getting a hand on it was Marvicka. And Hilgi will get the rebound. Come the other way. The jumper no good on the runner by Mateka. And the ball is batted away. And Shelton and Vanessa Resch comes up the floor. And again, too much pressure by Ravenna. They're frustrated, too, by not making the normal amount of shots that they usually do. And trying to get the ball back. A reach-in foul on Mateka. That'll be her first. Shelton ball at midcourt. Doug Duda with you here on this Friday night. Glad you're with us on Classic Hits 98.9 and the web, kkpr.com. Brannigan up top and miscommunication. She spins and her bonnet cut, and she throws it behind her, and Shelton turns it over. So, again, we had a total of 44 points by the two teams, 26-18 and a half, and 22 of those were from the line. And now the ball deflected away, but bounces right back to Ravenna in the front court. They'll try and set it up. Up top they go to Taylor Hand. Drops it off her foot, off her toe, and out of bounds. And Shelton's pressure may be getting to Ravenna, but Ravenna equal to the task, getting the ball right back. They have a 10-point lead with 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. 28-18, Lady Jays. Shelton basketball. They're not used to being down double digits. All three of their losses have been five or less. Overtime, 2 points and 5 points to Bruning Davenport in the holiday tournament. Up top of the basketball, Maggie Urbanek, and now an illegal screen going to be called to kind of even things up here against Shelton. And it's going to be called on Vanessa Resch, her first. Offensively, there have been very, very few moments of flow to this basketball game. We had one early in the second quarter, and it spurred Ravenna on to get six in a row and take a 9-point lead at the time. Now the Jays break the press, throw it underneath. Hand is open, but it's over her hands and out of bounds. Three turnovers in 2 minutes and 15 seconds here in the second half for the Lady Jays. Don't forget the Huskers play this weekend, both playing Kansas. Men on the road tomorrow, women at home Sunday. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5. And another pushing foul. What's happening right now is Shelton is bringing the ball instead of up the middle of the floor. They're chancing it down the sideline. They're getting by that first defender. That's when Ravenna always collapses the second defender. And they're quick enough where the calls are being made tonight that second defender keeps getting called for getting there late and getting a hand check foul. And this one's on Taylor Hand. And I'm not sure that's who it should have been on. They're checking it over at the scorer's table. They posted it on Taylor Hand. But I think it might have been on Marvicka. Taylor was the initial gal covering her. And now checking in Finke. We'll see if they change it up on the board. As of now, they have not. So everybody's in the ball game and we're ready to go again. But Shelton looking for some points here in the third quarter. We played 2.5 minutes. Brannigan dropped the ball, needs some help. Bounce pass, Meyer. Knocked away, ball loose. Picked up that time by Rouse. Gets it back to Meyer. She's fouled. Finke was trying to go get the ball, and it, unfortunately for Shelton, waves off a made bucket. And that's the fourth foul on Carissa Finke at the 5:28 mark of the third quarter. So we played 2.5 minutes in the third quarter. Ravenna has four fouls, three turnovers, 2 points. Here's a three, Meyer off the inbound pass of the first three of the game for the Lady Bulldogs. 9 points for Tracy Meyer, and it's 28-21 for Ravenna. Shelton gets back on defense with the Blue Jays, get right into it. A three for Peck in the left-hand corner. That time it will not go. Offensive rebound put back up and in, though, by Maggie Mateka. Another offensive rebound for Ravenna. 30-21. Every time Shelton scores, it seems like Ravenna answers right back, and that's why the Bulldogs can't cut into the lead. Low post, Meyer throws through the lane. She's got a gal, and driving in, putting the shot up, is Maggie Urbanek, blocked by Hilgi. Picked back up. The ball is loose, and it's going to be into the hands of Maggie Mateka, and a foul in the backcourt trying to get it back. Right now, it's survival. because it sure ain't pretty. The foul is going to be on Urbana, Maggie's third. Back in the ball game will be Christina Rogge. So for Shelton Rogge, Meyer, Maggie Urbanek, Emma Urbanek, and Rouse. Ravenna has the basketball. It is Mateka, Zorb, Marvika, Muehlbach, and Pekka. And the pass is deflected and stolen away. Ends up in the hands of Maggie Urbanek. Shelton basketball trailing 30-21. Meyer being hounded up top here. Lobs it into the paint. Good catch that time by Urbanek. Turnaround jumper up and in by Emma Urbanek. First bucket of the ball game. The hardest part of that was going up and just controlling the basketball. And it's 30-23. Long pass down to Marvichka. Back out between the circles. Swing it right side. They go to Pekka. Thinking about the long three. Doesn't take it. Coach Jeff Dober off the bench actually doing a little coaching, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Usually he is pretty content over there, but he's actually standing, moving his girls around a little bit. Forcing the shot that time is going to be Pekka. It's no good. We've got a tie-up on the rebound. That points the way of Shelton. I believe they're going to say that Meyer and Zorb were the ones that tied up. 3:56 to go, third quarter. Ravenna 30, Shelton 23. Ravenna trailed once in the game, and that was at 3-2. Tracy Meyer up the floor with a left-hand dribble. Swings it over on the left side to Urbanek, who does nothing but dribble up top. Now into the paint. Dishes it off right side to Emma. Puts the jumper up. It's way strong over everything. And that lets Zorb run it down. Shelton actually was in position for an offensive rebound for once, and it was over everything. Back into the right-hand corner. Back up to Mateka. They let her alone. She shoots the three. It is off the iron. No good. And the long rebound is run down there by Rogge. Rogge being asked to take it all the way in. She's starting to slow up, and the crowd was yelling, so she went in and drew the foul. Rogge not used to taking it coast-to-coast, apparently. And the foul will be called on Elisa Pekka. Her first, and Rogge to the line where she is 0 of 1. The free throw up and in. 30-24. Hilge back in for Ravenna. And Vanessa Resch back in for Shelton. Halftime over at Pleasanton, the Amherst girls leading Pleasanton 33-13. That's on ESPN 1460. Second free throw, Rogge, no good. Rebound comes out to Maggie Mateka, her fourth. Six-point Ravenna lead. Crossover dribble. Now throws it over and behind Marvichka. Out of bounds it goes. Ravenna's fifth turnover of the quarter. Ravenna has all their timeouts remaining. Shelton has burned one. But as long as things don't go too far awry, Coach Dober is more than content to keep those timeouts till the end in case he needs them. His team has been ahead, and Shelton's not really made a run at him yet. Try to force it into Rouse, and Hilty steps over the top and knocks the ball away, but they're going to call Hunter for the foul. She's not too happy with it, kind of fires the ball back at the official. Hilge with her third personal foul. That is the sixth foul already of the quarter on Ravenna. We've got 3 minutes to go, so it's going to be very, very important for Shelton to make free throws the rest of the way when they get that chance. Shelton ball underneath their own hoop, kick it out of the wing to Meyer. Dribbles into the double team to Rouse. Back up top to Rogge. In the paint. Turnaround jumper Urbanek. Comes off the mark that time from Fresh. It's no good. Rebound brought down Marvichka. Jesse up the floor. Ravenna trying to push the pace again here into the corner. Good ball fake that time. Pekka leaves it off for Hilge. Layup is good. Great move by Pekka. And Hilge gets her second bucket of the ball game. 32-24 Ravenna. 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Fresh with an out near the volleyball line. Swings it over on the right side to Rogge. Tries to force it inside to Meyer. She keeps it alive, and Rogge gets it back. Left side to Urbanek. Now in the paint, throws up a wild one. It's all the way around and out. No good. Hilge gets the rebound. Hilge is fouled by Kelsey Rouse, who was there at the same time, but she grabbed the arm, and Hilge grabbed the ball. That is the third foul of the half on Shelton. Ravenna will inbound the basketball, and they'll leave it up to Mateka to bring it up one-on-one here. Trying to force her to the side is Rogge, but Mateka too good. Gets it across the timeline right in the middle of the floor. Over to Pekka. Looks at the three and runs right into Vanessa Resch. Mateka back up top. Pekka. Ball fake. Dribbles right side. Dumps it into Hilty, who's camped in the paint. Ball knocked away. Bailed out with a foul. Well, they had her covered well with four blue jerseys, and they called a foul on Shelton. And Meyer might have caught one either in the belly or knocked knees, and they're going to take a look at her. The foul is called on Roggie, her second. And they will take Meyer out. They don't want to be without her very long. Lindsey Hahn comes in her place. So you take a guard out with a post player, and it's Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Kick it in on the right wing. This is usually where the Blue Jays bury one on you, and Marvichkov, the double pick, has an open three, and what do you know? They're 2 of 16, but when they need it, Marvichka hits the three, and so from 6 to 11 in the largest lead of the game in this low-scoring game by Ravenna, and now the ball is knocked away, and I think we're going to have a steal and a foul, and that's exactly what it is, the steal by Pekka. And Shelton might need a timeout right here. Coach Randy Schultz wants the ear of the official over there, but just as soon as the opponent got in shouting distance, Ravenna said, I don't think so, and hit the three. I mean, there's no Karnak impersonation by this radio announcer, but you just knew on that out-of-bounds they were going to shoot a three, and you were pretty sure they were going to make it, even though they were 2 of 16 before that. It's just unbelievable. And right now it's Ravenna ball again, another three, and this one is not going to go by Pekka. Rebound Marvichka up and in. There was nobody around Jesse Marvichka. And here's that run that Ravenna always seems to find. They're up 37-24. The steal is made, going in for the layup. Mateka, she's fouled, and she'll have to earn it from the line. Vanessa Resch with her second. And even with a minute 12 here, I'm a little surprised Coach Schultz hasn't burned a timeout. We'll see if he does. Meyer's ready to go back in the ball game. But Shelton was just the whole game just kind of hanging around, never could make a move, and eventually Ravenna did, and they've now scored 8 in a row as the free throw is up and in by Maggie Mateka. She's got 8 points in the ball game, 38-24. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So it's 39-24, a 15-point lead and a 9-0 run here by the Lady Jays to blow this one open. Meyer into the front court, working on Taylor Hand. To the high post to Hahn. She's shoved by Hilge. That's the fourth foul on Hilge, and it is the seventh foul of the half, and we're in the third quarter on Ravenna. So 1-1 coming up here for Lindsey Hahn. 1 of 2 at the line. That's her only point of the ball game. 1 of 2 this quarter for Shelton, 11 of 17 in the game, and they need every one of them. The free throw good. So Hahn will earn the bonus. On the other side, Ravenna's 2 of 2 in the quarter, 14 of 16 in the game. Back into the ball game, Emma Urbanek for the Lady Bulldogs. Shelton back in action, hosting Amherst Tuesday as the second free throw no good. We get a tie-up between Resch and Zorb, and this time the arrow points the way of Ravenna. 1 minute to go in the third quarter here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Little area non-conference battle. Of course, Shelton, a member of the Twin Valley Conference. Ravenna in that Lou Platt gets it into the corner to Taylor Hand, 15-footer off the mark, right into the hands of Zorb. Zorb grabs the air ball, lays it up and in, and she's got 8 points. 41-25, Ravenna. Up top, Hahn, back cut, pass a little bit behind Roggie, dropped the ball, it's turned over, outlet 2-on-1, Hand waits for the defender to go by, and then they say she didn't get to the jump stop and travel. So a break for Shelton on what would have been a sure layup there for the Lady Jays. They'll take it back in, 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Shelton just can't get any offense going. 41-25, Ravenna. They had kept it low scoring. It was 30-24 and an 11-1 run right now by Ravenna to blow it open. Meyer brings it across the timeline, 30 feet away, picks the dribble up, gives it to Resch, dribbles through traffic, short jumper, no good, got her own rebound, just threw it up there, no good. Muehlbach gets the rebound at the other end. Here comes Ravenna, 12 seconds to go, plenty of time, they're in the front court. Mateka kicks it into the corner, back out to Maggie, back to Marvichka, does a little dance, long three by Mateka is no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. And after three, it's the Ravenna Lady Jays, ranked 6th in C2, leading the Shelton Bulldogs 41-25 here on Classic Hits.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the many fine folks here at Ravenna for their hospitality, along with our producer Stacy Johns. Doug Duda back with you here as we head to the fourth quarter. And it'll be Shelton basketball, but they now trail by 16, their largest deficit, 41-25. Tracy Myers leads the way with 9, and Maggie Mateka has 9 for Ravenna, 8 for J.C. Zorb, as the ball is kicked away. The one thing Shelton's going to have to do to have any chance to get back in the game, get the ball in the right player's hands, continue to draw fouls, because every foul is free throws. Unfortunately, it is for them both ways, because 6 have been called on Shelton, so 13 fouls called in the third quarter. 41-25. Unlike the first half, though, not as many were on the shots. 2 of 2 in the quarter for Ravenna, 2 of 4 for Shelton. Up top, Brannigan gets by her defender, comes down, Zorb standing there. She runs into Zorb, and they're going to call Zorb for the foul. Second on Jay-Z, so there you go. Brannigan will go to the line. She's 3 of 4. She'll shoot 2 here because it was a 2-shot foul. And as she gets ready to put this first free throw up, it is on the way, and it is good. Brannigan now with 6 points. Foul situation for Shelton. Maggie Urbanek with 3, nobody else with more than 2 for Ravenna. Finke has 4, Hilgi has 4. Second free throw on the way, and Brannigan too strong this time, and it'll be Zorb to pull down her team-high 8th rebound. Up ahead to Maggie Mateka. The Blue Jays look for their 9th win of the season. Get in the paint, Marvichka. 4 to go, kick it back out. Right side of the key, they go to Mateka against this zone, and they've been in it. Shelton all ball game long. Rotate it left side. Ravenna has not been hot from the outside. They're 3 of 19 from three-point land. Swing it over to Mavichka. The 20th three of the night is going to be short. Long rebound comes out to Brannigan, and Kalen will pull it down. But Ravenna's been dominating the boards, especially here, even more in the second half. Brannigan trying to clear out space into the paint, and they say she took an extra step. 16th turnover for Shelton. Ravenna has 17. So a scoreless first minute for Ravenna. 1 point in the first minute for Shelton. 41-16, or 41-26, Ravenna. Up to Zorb, stops the free throw line, out to Marvichka. Nobody on her. Long three, just off the front of the iron, no good. Nobody can grab the rebound. It's out of bounds to Shelton. As we said, Shelton will be hosting Amherst on Tuesday, then at Wood River Thursday. We'll have that ball game for you here on Classic Hits. For Ravenna, they're going to have a dandy Tuesday. Sutton comes in. The Sutton girls, unbeaten, ranked number 1 in the class. And a true test there for Ravenna. Ball gets to Urbanek, to Rouse, tried to force it into Maggie. It's tipped back out to Rouse, drives baseline, can't get the short jumper to go, got her own rebound, puts it back up and in. So Rouse hangs with it. Her first bucket to go with 4 free throws, and she's got 6 points, 41-28. Ravenna's lead now 13. Zorb, trouble in the backcourt, it's tipped away by Meyer. The steal is made. Up the floor comes Brannigan, 2-on-2, knocked away from behind by Taylor Hand, and they give the ball to the Ravenna Blue Jays. So Shelton lost the handle on the basketball. And Ravenna will get the basketball back with 6:10 to go here in the game. And breaking the press, the ball, Taylor Hand had it, dropped it, and it's kicked out of bounds by Kelsey Rouse. So Ravenna has also maybe missed out on a couple of opportunities for a little two-footer or layup, as Marvichka will throw it in. Up top to Mateka. She's going to shoot the three, and it's good. Maggie Mateka, 12 points in the basketball game. First bucket of the fourth quarter. That is 44-28. Ravenna back up by 16. Meyer comes into the paint, forces the jumper, and draws the foul. Foul is on Mateka. Shelton maybe a little too late on this, thinking they cleared the lane, brought everybody out to the three-point arc, and that meant that they are being guarded man-to-man. That allowed Meyer to just back down Mateka, and she'll get two free throws, but the first one is no good. As a team, Shelton is currently 13 out of 22 at the line. And the second free throw for Tracy Meyer, in and out, no good. And Mackenzie Muehlbach will get the rebound. Up the floor come the Lady Jays. Over to Taylor Hand. Skip pass right side, Marvichka way out front. Top of the key, ooh, maybe a walk. Mateka didn't call it. They give it over to the right wing for three. No good by Marvichka. Hasn't been her night from the outside. Rebound to Taylor Hand. So another offensive rebound. Hand in the paint now. Kicks it back out. Marvichka says, I'm not going to shoot the three again for a little while. Over to Mateka. Throws the ball over the right side to Marvichka. And the ball knocked away. Great defense that time. And the steal is made. Brannigan brings it up. Looks for a teammate, Urbanek. 15-footer up and in by Emma Urbanek. Her fourth point of the ball game. 44-30. Ravenna leads it as we're at the five-minute mark. Baseball pass down the floor again. It's knocked away, but Shelton can't grab it off their foot and out of bounds. It just seems like the hill or the mountain is too much to climb for Shelton. They keep trying, they keep trying. It's like trying to drive up a icy hill. You get up so far, and then they slide back a little more. They slide up a little far, drive up a little farther, slide back again. And Ravenna just stays pretty steady there, continuing to build their lead a little at a time. Four after one quarter, eight at the half. 16 after 3, and right now it's 14. Mateka in the paint, kicks it out to Finke. She stutter-stepped and walks with the basketball. Turnover number 20 for Ravenna. It's got to be close to a season high, and yet they're up by 14 points. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. All the final stats for you, so stay with us. Resch into Meyer. Meyer, a little turnaround jumper. She's deep in the paint and scores. Tracy Meyer with a team-high 11 points. 44-32. Ravenna breaks the press. Pekka had an opening underneath, but was guarded well out there by Emma Urbanek. Couldn't pass it around her. Now in the paint, Finke fires it up. It's no good. Ball tapped around, and a foul on Shelton just when they grabbed the ball, grabbed the rebound. And the official says that our foul is on Emma Urbanek, her first. And we go into the 1-1 now. McDowell, who just came in, will head to the line looking for her first point. Free throw good. Now Ravenna got things going from the free throw line of the first quarter and has stayed right there. At the end of three, Amherst 44, Pleasanton 21. Second free throw, McDowell up and in, 46-32. Substitutions coming into the ball game. And Shelton basketball. They'll bring the ball up the floor, and it's stolen away. Pekka, and then trying to get it back. Resch commits the personal foul. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot some more free throws. And we'll see if that's kind of how the game progresses from here. 4:21 to go. More substitutions. We'll try and set the five on the floor. You've got Rouse out there, Emma Urbanek, Meyer, Resch and Rogge for Shelton as the free throw is around and out that time for Pekka. No good. And the rebound brought down by Emma Urbanek. Ravenna has Pekka out there. Marvicka, McDowell, Hilgi, and Finke. Meyer to Resch. Pass behind her, but pick back up to the high post. They go to Rouse. Rouse comes down into the paint. Puts it off the glass. Too strong. Good move. Couldn't finish. Hilgi got the rebound and got tripped up as she tried to get up the floor. And they'll call her for a travel. Hunter got the ball, and she had nowhere to go. There were four Bulldogs all around her. And Shelton will get a call here and have it underneath their own hoop. And Rogge to throw it in. She finds Resch on the left wing, comes into the paint. Hilgi has to be careful with the four fouls, but knocks it away. And a jump ball, and the arrow goes to Ravenna. Shelton with their 19th turnover. A and it just doesn't look like they're going to get any closer, at least not close enough to pressure Ravenna in the last 2 minutes or minute of this basketball game. 46-32, Marvichka brings it up with the right hand, swings it into the corner, long pass to Pekka, back out to Jesse. Play and catch, a three-pointer on the way by Pekka, it's no good, and the rebound brought down by number 12, Tracy Meyer, her sixth. Up the floor she comes, into the paint. Good turnaround fake, gets the jumper up and in. Shelton wishes they could have figured this out earlier in the game, 46-34. And right now, Ravenna's got to take good shots. And a timeout will be called by Jeff Dober. He might go into a little bit of a spread game here. No need to be casting up threes at this point. The game's still a little bit in doubt, and Ravenna will take their first timeout. 3:24 to go in the game. It's Ravenna 46, Shelton 34 on Classic Hits.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. 3:24 to go in our ball game. Ravenna 46, Shelton 34 out of Ravenna's timeout. Let's see what they elect to do. Zorb up top to Matenka. Doesn't look like anything different to Marvichka working around the perimeter. At some point, they're going to have to get to Shelton, I would assume, out of this zone. And I think that's what they're trying to do. Now Shelton taking chances, jumping passing lanes. Marvichka back up top with it, dribbling it around. I think Ravenna's going to be content to kill time. Into the corner, Matejka. Yeah, passed up the jumper, the three anyway. And Ravenna playing keep away right now, and I think that's the right strategy here for Coach Jeff Dober. Just passing it around the perimeter here. They're going to make Shelton come out and play a man-to-man. Shelton's not doing it yet. They've already killed 30 seconds. They've killed 40 seconds since that timeout, shortening the game. And with it, pretty soon, Shelton's going to be out there so far, they're going to get a layup underneath. And Shelton just running down now. They've got to come out of this zone and start playing man-to-man, and they're not doing it. Rogge trying to work on Matejka and fouls her. And I think Shelton might call timeout here. Let's find out. It's a 1-1, or do we go to the double bonus? It's the ninth foul. The foul on Christina Rogge is her third. Both teams have 9 fouls on them here in the half. And at the line will be Maggie Matejka, a perfect 4 of 4. In fact, right now tonight, about anybody that's gone to the line has been good for Ravenna. The free throw is up and in. And Matejka now with 13 points in the ball game. It's 47-34 Ravenna. And they milked over a minute off the clock on this possession. Well done by the Jays. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Matejka hits them both, 48-34, and Meyer will bring it up. And they've been trying to just clear it out for her lately. Taylor Hand on her behind the back. Spin, free throw line. Now has to kick it off to Emma Urbanek on the right key. Couple of dribbles, gets it back to Resch. Resch fires it inside, hard to Rouse. About a 2-foot pass, turnaround jumper, no good. Meyer got the offensive rebound. She'll put it up, rattles in and out, no good. How about Emma Urbanek? It's up and in. There may be the first time tonight that Shelton's had more than 2 shots at the basket on one possession. And Shelton comes back and lets Ravenna walk up the floor. They've got to pressure him. They put the press on a little bit in the first half, and they're not doing it here. And at 45 to go, Zorb with it. They have at least come out of that zone, and they are playing man-to-man. But Ravenna's quickness is showing here. Matejka to Marvichka. Meyer out on her. Back over to Zorb, and we have got a whistle, and they're finally going to get the foul. And Shelton does want to call a timeout. With 1:26 remaining in the ball game, it's Ravenna 48, Shelton 36. The foul was on Vanessa Resch, her fourth of the ball game. 2 free throws coming up for the Lady Jays when we come back on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
As we resume action, J.C. Zorb will be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. And the first one in and out, no good. That's her first miss tonight. She's 6 of 7 at the line, 8 points, a team high, 8 rebounds. So a solid night tonight for Zorb, the 5'7 junior. A lot of these girls will be back next year for the Coach Thover. Still a lot to do this year, though. Second free throw, Zorb. That one's good. So 9 points for JC, 49-36. A minute 25 to go. Rannigan brings the ball up the floor and just not really able to stay up with her that time as Taylor Hand. Rannigan initiated the contact, and Taylor Hand going to be called for the foul. That's her third. And two free throws now coming up for Brannigan. I think it's smart basketball here by Shelton, but they have to make the free throws. And let's see if they can do that. The first of two by Brannigan is on the way, and it's no good. Skips around. Brannigan, 6 points. She is 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. And the second free throw is also no good. So needed to hit a few in the fourth and have missed more than they've made. The rebound brought down by Maggie Mateka. I've loved Shelton's effort tonight. They've really made Ravenna play here. And Meyer trying to poke the ball away, kind of caught Marvichka there on the chin. And Jesse will go to the line and shoot two. Third foul on Meyer. Minute 12 to go. And Marvichka at the line. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll run down the final stats and get you ready for the boys' game. Kind of the same situation as Marvichka missed it. Ravenna has been what they have been. Shelton having one of their best starts in a number of years at 10-1, but they know that they are going to have their toughest test of the season tonight. Not only can they have a chance to win, can they hang in? And we'll find out. Second free throw up and in by Marvichka. She has 7 points in the ball game, 50-36, as Ravenna has been able to keep about a double-digit lead most of this half. Get it down to Resch on the baseline. Draws the double team, kicks it off to Rouse. Rouse in the paint, throws through to Urbanek. Maggie kicks it up top for a three-pointer to Emma. No good. Rebound brought down by Resch, and she is going to be fouled. And Vanessa will go to the line and shoot two with 55 seconds remaining. Into the ball game, Muehlbach and Pekka. And Hilgi fouled out on that play. Hunter fouls out tonight with 4 points and 7 rebounds and 55 seconds left in the game. As the free throw is up, no good by Vanessa Resch. Wow. 1 of 7 in the quarter here for Shelton. Even if they make them all, it's still an 8-point game. Second free throw on the way, and Resch gets that one to rattle home. 3 points now for Resch, 50-37. Brannigan comes back into the ball game, and they'll put a little full court press on. They're not giving anything up. They're going to play hard to the final whistle here, but first we get a timeout by Ravenna. I don't think Ravenna was expecting that, so a 30-second timeout with 55 seconds to go in the ball game. 50-37, Ravenna will be right back.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna and Shelton to protect what needs protected in your life.
Out of the Ravenna timeout, they'll get set up and get the ball in against the press. Picked up in the backcourt, thrown up to Marvichka. Man on her, Urbonic. Urbonic reached in and fouled her with 48 seconds. That'll be the fourth on Maggie. These two schools in the same sub-district and in a very strange sub-district this year for these ball clubs, because Arapahoe is also in this sub-district. They are solid, and Crofton is in the district. It is a very loaded district. What could be classified as a bad district, bad setup this year. You got Crofton and Arapahoe in the same district. First free throw by Marvichka was good. Second one also good. So that'll make it 52-37. With 48 seconds to go, up the floor comes Brannigan. Kalen trying to find some room, throws it into the paint. Meyer came and got it, puts up the 13-footer, got it. Tracy Meyer, 6 in the quarter, 15 in the game, 52-39, 35 seconds to go. Here comes Mateka up the floor with it, gives it off to Taylor Hand, 25 seconds to go, and it looks like they'll be content not to foul here, which is a good move. This game is over. Ravenna playing keep away. Shelton still chasing the ball. They get a steal. Well, now they call a foul on Brannigan. That'll be the third on Kalen, and it'll give Mateka a chance to add to her game-high 14-point total right now. She's a perfect 6 of 6 at the line. So besides Ravenna, Shelton, and Arapahoe, South Loop, which is the Callaway-Arnold connection over there, and Burwell, those are the five in this sub-district, as the free throw by Mateka was no good, her first miss. Second free throw up, and it is good. Rogge checks back in here. The sub-district, by the way, will be played at Kearney Catholic this year for these schools. So good chance they meet again, probably as the 2 and 3 seed if Arapa holds on to the number one. Here's a 3 by Urbonic. It's going to be no good by Emma. The rebound brought down by Ravenna, and that should be the end of the basketball game as Taylor Hand gets it up. Marvichka brings it up the floor, holds it, and that's it. Well, it is the, by points, biggest defeat of the year for Shelton, but also the toughest team that they've played all year long. And the final score tonight, the Ravenna Lady Jays 53 and the Shelton Lady Bulldogs 39. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Guda back with you here at Ravenna, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you played. Youth wrestling is about ready to get underway. They've got all the gear you need. Singlets, headgear, knee pads, shoes from Asics, Brute, Mattman, and Adidas. Also, yeah, in January, starting to look at that 2011 selection of baseball and softball bats and gloves. Saw some folks in there already at Misco's putting their order in. You can, too, at Misco's Sports. First off, the final stats for the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. They had a total of 7 players score, led tonight by Tracy Meyer with 15 points. She also had a team-high 7 rebounds and 1 block. Christina Rogge, 1.2 rebounds. Vanessa Resch, 3 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Maggie Urbonic, 1 rebound. Kaylin Brannigan, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Kelsey Rouse, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Emma Urbonic, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Lindsey Hahn, 2 points and 2 rebounds. in the rebounding department. 12 in the first half, 13 in the second half for Shelton. Free throw shooting, 10 of 15 in the first half, but just 4 of 12 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, and 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Shelton had 18 points at halftime, scored 21 in the second half, and the Bulldogs finished with 39 points, 25 rebounds, 14 out of 27 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 19 turnovers, and the Lady Bulldogs fall to 9-4 on the season and will host Amherst Tuesday and be at Wood River Thursday here on Classic Hits. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Ravenna right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the final numbers now for the Ravenna Lady Jays, who had 9 players score the ball game tonight. Hunter Hilgey had 4 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 block shot. Jesse Marvichka, 9 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. Elisa Pekka, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Maggie Matenka was the leading scorer tonight with 15 points. She had 5 rebounds. Gracie McDowell had 2 points and a rebound. Mackenzie Muehlbach, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Taylor Hand, 6 points, 3 rebounds. JC Zorb had a great game tonight. She had 9 points, a game-high 8 rebounds. And Carissa Finke, 1 point, 1 rebound. 17 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 12 of 14 in the first half, 11 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 14 in the first half and 2 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers for Ravenna, 11 in the first half and 10 in the second half, one of their highest turnover totals of the season. The Lady Jays had 26 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half, and Ravenna finishes with 53 points, 35 rebounds, 23 out of 29 at the free throw line, 4 of 24 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 21 turnovers. The sixth-ranked Jays improved to 9-2 on the season with a 53-39 win over Shelton. Up next for Ravenna, a battle here at home next Tuesday against number one Sutton. They are 11-0 on the season, and then Loup City rolls in next Friday. But the biggest game of the year for Ravenna is next Tuesday. And we'll wrap it up on a Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. You don't have to love Texas A&M or Virginia Tech, but you're going to save money if you get one of those college hoodies or an NFL men's hoodie. They've got them in stock at 25% off. Great selection of workout weights and dumbbells. And, of course, for the youth, the wrestling is getting underway. Don't forget they've got all the gear at Misco Sports. Again, the final score in our girls' game, Ravenna 53 and Shelton 39. Maggie Matenka of Ravenna and Tracy Meyer of Shelton, each with 15 points in the ball game. We'll take about a 12-minute break and then be back with the boys' basketball on ESPN 1460. The Amherst girls, no problem tonight with Pleasanton, 60-25. Their boys' game also going to get underway here just after 8 o'clock. Doug Duda saying thanks for being with us. We'll be back in about 12 minutes with boys action between 10-1 Shelton and 8-2 Ravenna. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.